This weekend, we're profiling the work of pianist and composer Beata Hlavenková, one of the bright lights of the Czech jazz and alternative music scene. We'll be playing excerpts from the musician's highly acclaimed latest album called Theodorus, Gift of God. The CD consists of 12 of Beata Hlavenková's own compositions, named after the months of the year. She herself is the sole interpreter. Have a listen now to a selection from January. Born in 1978, Beata Hlavenková received a music education both at the Janáček Conservatory in Ostrava, where she studied composition and classical music, and later in the United States at the University of Massachusetts, where she got a master's degree in composition, jazz composition, and music arrangement. While these are strongly reflected in her work, her range is much broader than jazz and classical music. And while she has teamed up with many Czech musicians, she is mainly developing into a solo artist. One of the decisive moments of her career was Bertha's cooperation with Lenka Dusilova on the highly successful project Eternal Seekers. Bertha Hlavenková is now part of Lenka Dusilova's four-member ensemble Baromantika, which gets together several times a year. She has performed at leading international music festivals and has appeared on stage in Germany, Norway, Switzerland, France, Canada and the United States, performing with the likes of Eva Bitová and Yvonne Sanchez. Her cooperation with a variety of musicians is an inspiration, but it also gives her the space she needs to be creative on her own. And this is her take on the month of May. Bertha's first solo album, which came out in 2009, is named Joy for Joël, after her firstborn son, Matthias Joël. It was influenced by modern jazz and was recorded in New York with trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, saxophonist Rich Perry, and pedal steel guitarist Dave Easley. That same year, she went on tour with Ingrid Jensen, John Wicken, and the leading Polish bassist Michał Baranski. In addition to getting highly positive reviews, she received a nomination for the Czech Music Award, Anděl. In October of last year, Bertha released her second solo album under the name Theodorus, Gift of God. The album is dedicated to her second son, Theo. The CD consists of 12 of Bertha's own compositions, inspired by and named after the months of the year. Bertha says that when she started working on it, she realized that her own life was such a gift, made up of days, weeks and months. Have a listen now to the sound of July. Thank you. The selected pieces, January to December, reflect not only the mood of that time of year, but also Bertha's own intimate feelings as a mother. The joys, the fears, the inspiration, and even the fatigue that accompany motherhood. Listening to the months of the year is an intimate experience reflecting a mood or changing moods, ranging from the heavy-hearted to the playful. It is performed by Bertha herself, who gives it depth with multiple piano layers. The album Theodorus has received excellent reviews. Critics describe it as powerful, well-structured, contemporary and fresh. As one critic said, each time you listen to it, you will find something new. Have a listen now to the month of October. Thank you. been listening to Radio Prague's Sunday Music Show profiling jazz musician Beata Hlavenková and her latest album, Theodorus. This is Daniel Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and goodbye.